And now we go on to Halacha Dalet. Loi sevashel gedi b'chalevi moi. Again, basar b'cholav, based on that pasuk in Chumash. And now Rav Nosson Sal says he's going to be tying this into ksiv ki kore kan sipor lefonecha. There's a different pasuk where the Torah says if you're going to be walking and you're going to come up, you're going to meet with a bird's nest. Shaleach teshalach esoim, and you'll want to take the chicks for yourself. Send away the mother first, and then you can take the chicks. Vesabonim tikach loch. In this coming halacha, once again, Rav Nosson Sal is going to tie together the topic of Bosar b'cholav and the topic of Shiluach HaKan. He's going to show the connection between them. Paragraph Aleph. Kize klal godol. This is a very important rule. Shetzorich ha'odom lahaschil b'chol pam mechodosh. That a Jew always has to constantly be making a new start, a new beginning. Kasher hizi Rabbeinu Zal ze pomim ein mispor. As Rabbeinu Zal warned us about this many, many times, countless times. Kimavura b'sforav hakdoshim b'kama mekoymos. As is explained throughout his writings in many places. Ukimavura b'sipur shvochav hakdoshim. And as is explained in Shvochei Haran, where it speaks about Rabbeinu Zal's own life. Shehu biatzmo izocho lama shezocho, aide shehischel bechol pam mechodosh, v'loi nofal bedaitoi mishum dover sheboilam. That Rabbeinu Zal himself got to the level that he got to only because he was able to do this. He was able to always be making a brand new start. And he did this no matter what kind of disappointments he had, no matter what kind of rejection he was feeling, he would start fresh, start over. And even in one day, sometimes, he would start over again and again. If he felt that things weren't going that well, new beginning, brand new beginning. And as is explained in the teachings of our rabbis, where the Gemara tells us on this pasuk, which we say in Kriyashm every day, the mitzvahs which I command you today, what's today? The Gemara says, "B'chol yoim v'yoim yiu beinecho kachadoshim." Hashem says, "I want that every single day it should seem to you as if today is your first day. Today you just received the Torah from Hashem and you're starting to be religious today." Uchsiv, and as the pasuk says, "Hayoim hazeh nihyei salom." Today you have become a nation. V'dorshu Rabbi Senazal umuva bepirush Rashi. The Gemara says, and Rashi HaKodesh quotes it, "Bechol yoim yidme beinecho kilu hayoim nechnas toimoy bebris." A Jew's attitude is supposed to be that every single day it should seem to you as if today is the day that you entered into a commitment with Hashem. This is the correct attitude for a religious Jew if he wants to be successful. Ki be'emes, Rav Nosson Zal says, because the truth is, if a person will look at themselves honestly, yira, they'll see shekol habilbulim unefilois v'yeridois v'chalishus adas sheyeshloi, that all the confusion and all the downs and all the disappointments and the lack of enthusiasm that he feels for religion, hakol hu al yedei ribui hamachshavois miyoyim sheovar liyoyim habo. All of it is because of yesterday. Yesterday and tomorrow and from shor l'shor. Sheroiv ho'ilim heim kizikenim b'eini atzman, where majority of people feel old. They feel old in religion. I've been religious for 20 years. I'm doing this so many times. I've tried so many times. And each and every person, it appears to them, they think that they've gotten used to their ways. They're already old. I've been doing it this way so long. I've been this way for so long. To the point where I can't change. I can't possibly change. People who are used to not eating healthy their whole lives or overeating. And you tell a person, you have to make a change. He hears it and he laughs at change. It's easy to say it. What do you mean? If I'm something I've been doing for the past 10 years or 30 years or 50 years, how in the world could I change? It's ridiculous to even suggest such a thing, change. ומחמס שיודע בעצמו שהוא רוחק מדרך היושר באמס. And because of the fact that the person knows that he's really far from being a real good Jew, אלכן נמצואים רבים שמייאשים עצמם מלזכר באמס לשם יזבורך. Therefore, there are many people who give up. They give up on trying to come close to Hashem in any real way. ואפילו מעט ועבוד והמצווה שמקיימים הוא כמו מצווה סנושים ולמודו. And even the little bit of mitzvahs or Torah that they do it like people who are doing it out of habit. Nothing else. There's no excitement to it. You ask the majority of people, religious people, do you get excited when you go to shul? The guy look at you and say, you should see a doctor. What kind of stupid, ridiculous, excited when I go to shul? I get excited when my broker tells me that I just made 300 grand. That I get excited. I get excited when my wife prepares a delicious steak just the way I like it. But to say excited to go to shul, excited to learn, excited about Torah, excited that I put on tefillin today, and they do the mitzvahs without any enthusiasm, without any life. And all of it is because they're old, because it is old age that's come upon them. They look at themselves like old people. And here again, the word old here doesn't have to mean 80 years old. It's like people in high school when the new year starts and the new freshies come in, the ninth graders come in. And you have the guys in 12th grade who look at them, look at those ants. Look at those dogs. They're nothing. We're here. We're the professors. We've been here for, we're on our last year. We're the giants. That's one thing. But even the guys in 10th grade who have only been there for 1 year, they're also looking at them like, oh, look at those little girls. You're the little kids just coming in straight out of kindergarten. Why? Because we've been here a whole year already. So we know the ropes. We know our way around here. We're already old at this. These guys are new. That kind of attitude. Shezeh mazik ma'oid ma'oid. This causes tremendous harm for a person who wants to be religious. If their attitude is that they've been doing this for the past year or two or 10, forget it. Then you're not gonna be able to really enjoy religion and really do it properly. As Rabbeinu Zal warned us a lot about this. The Omar, and he said, "She'osur lihiyoy zokein." It's forbidden for a Jew to be old. Hein chosid zokein, hein tzadik zokein. Chasidim aren't allowed to be old, and tzadikim aren't allowed to be old. Everyone's got to be young. In religion, there's no such thing as old. There's no such thing as a 3-year guy, a 5-year guy. If you're doing religion properly, today is my first day. Every day is my first day. If you do it that way, then it's exciting. Imagine the first day a person put on a talis, what they felt on that day, how special it was. That from here on in, for my relationship with Hashem changes completely. Till now I was a kid, you know, I came to shul, put on my tefillin, you know, but a talis and tefillin, now I'm already an adult, a different league completely. You know, the first day, lahavdil, first day a person got into a car, first time ever that he, you know, driving. Kiloi mi boye mi sheto mi derech hayosho legamri. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains now, we don't have to tell you regarding a person who has gone off the right path completely. And he's doing all kinds of terrible things. Kol echad kfi ma shideh ben afsho. Each person according to what they know. V'nidme be'enov kezokein v'rogil b'masav asher lo toivim. And it seems to him as if he's gotten used to living this way already, and he's older and he's used to it. Leish koze bevadai mazekes hazikna zois polishir. For such a person, for him to think that he's been doing this for such a long time will obviously cause him tremendous damage. If he doesn't realize that he can change, he can pull out any time he wants, he can slam the brakes, throw the door open, I'm out. Kiyochoy leilech leibud legamri chas v'shalom. Because the person can go totally lost, Rachman al-Slan. A person can go to total destruction. Imloy yis'oirer lehischadish. If he won't wake himself up, if he won't wake up to decide to make a new beginning. Shezeh Iker HaTshuva. This is the essence of the word tshuva. Bechinas Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva. Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem. Hashem, help us return to you. Chadesh, new. Make us new. Make our, let our days be new like they once were. Chadesh Daika. The Pasuk says Chadesh. So tshuva means new beginning. That's what it means. So that's for people who went off the path. But Rav Nosson Zal says, Elafilu haksherim ktsas. But rather, even those people who are a little bit religious. Vafilu tzadikim v'chasidim. Even people who are very religious. Chasidim, tzadikim, mamish tzadikim. Imhem kizikenim etzlam. If their attitude about themselves is that they're already old at this, and they're doing their mitzvahs, their service of Hashem, like something they've been doing for the past 5 years or 10 years or 50 years, gam kein einoy toiv. It's no good. As Rabbeinu Zal said, shafilu tzadik zokein einoy toiv. Even a tzadik who feels old, or he's doing the mitzvahs like an old person, no good. Because the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, is called an old foolish king. The word Zokain is used about the Yetzirah. That's what the Pasuk refers to him in Koheles. Ki ikar hu avoido hu is chachus. Because the main beauty of a person's serving Hashem is the newness, the freshness. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'koyvei Hashem yachlifu koyach. Those who are yearning to Hashem, they change their power every day. They renew their power every day. Yalu ever kanashorim, and they fly like eagles. Shetzrichen lehischadesh b'chol yoy mamish. A Jew has to be new, brand new, fresh, every single day. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Asher anoichi metzavcho hayom, the Torah which I've given you today, which I'm commanding you today. Bechol yoim yi benecho kachadoshim. And the Gemara says, every single day I want it to feel new to you. It should be like a new car, a brand new car, a brand new house. That kind of feeling, that thrill, that enthusiasm, that excitement, that high. Hanemar b'kriyashma, which is written in Kriyashma. There's a story in Sipurim Isis, the third story in Sipurim Isis, the story of the cripple, where Rabbeinu Zal begins the story there about an old person who was about to pass away, and he gathered his children around him, and he told them, I'm about to pass away, I want to leave you one important instruction. Your mission in life should be to water trees. That's your mission. Water the trees. He said, you can do other things also. You can go about all kinds of other things in life, but this should be a very important focus in your life. Reb Michal Zichron Avrach used to say that one of the interpretations of this is, what is watering trees? In vegetation and plants, you see it the most. If a plant doesn't get water, it shrivels up. It dries out and it looks yucky and smelly. You have to throw it out. People that sell stores, that sell vegetables and fruit, whenever it's summertime, they see they're always sprinkling water on the vegetable to make it look fresh. Because if not, if he doesn't, people shop, they look at it, wow, those cucumbers look dried out. Those peppers look dry, you know, and it's unappetizing. So this concept of watering trees means you should always be fresh and new, never stale and old. That your whole attitude about religion and even other things in life. If a person comes home to his wife as his wife of 10 years, or his wife of 15 years, then there's nothing special about it. If he walks into the door, and before he walks into the door, he thinks, newlywed, brand new, first time, it's a different attitude, different feeling, different respect. Then there's something exciting, it's new, it's special. Old anything, the most beautiful, the most special thing, once it's old, it's not exciting anymore. A person's house, a person's car, a person, every aspect of a person's life, that should be the attitude. Chadoshim. Ki mi shemechazik atzmoy lahaschil b'chol pa mechodosh, bevadai lo yipoy lo'olam, afilu im yavar olavma. Because a person who has this energy and who has this attitude, he has this ability to start new every single time, that person will never fall. Will never fall away from Hashem, chas v'shalom, completely. No matter what, afilu im yavar olavma, no matter, even if he goes through very difficult times, even if he goes through bad experiences, bad experience, start again. That's all. It's always starting over, starting fresh. Kitzorich ha'odam lesalek midaitoi ulahavir mimachshavtoi legamri kol ma she'ovar b'yoyim ho'ovar oy b'shohoi veres. A Jew has to have the ability to clear the screen completely, to remove from his consciousness completely what happened yesterday or what happened an hour ago. And every single day, it should seem to him as if today I'm being born. Not just today, right now, 11 o'clock, I'm being born. I'm starting now. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ani hayoim yiladeticha. David HaMelech says, I am born today. Uchsiv, there's another Pasuk. Hayoim im bekoy lo sishmo. Today, if you will listen to Hashem, shetzorech lachshev b'chol yoyim uv'chol eis v'sho kilu hayoyim uv'ois v'sho hunoylad. A Jew has to think every single day and every single hour that today, this hour, I'm being born ubo loylam and coming into the world. V'roitze lahaschil lahakir esmi shom avroylam, and I want to come to know the one who created the world, the Creator. Even though I've done this already 1,000 times, tens of thousands of times, that I wanted to start fresh and I wanted to come close to Hashem, and I wasn't successful, and even if I fell further down, even if I fell into what I fell into sins, did major sins. At 10 o'clock in the morning, I said, wow, today I'm starting fresh. Today I'm really going to be good. I'm really going to be religious. At 12 o'clock, I did 10 averis that I never did before in my life. Besides the regular ones, a whole new batch, Rahman al-Islam. Even afal pikein al yistakel al ze klal. The person should ignore it completely. Not look at it whatsoever. The Yishkach calls it and forget about all of it. Kize hayoim v'hasho shehu oimed boy ato adayin lo yhoyo boylam. Because this day and this hour that I'm in right now, this moment has never existed before. The moment that I'm in right now is something brand new that never was and never will be. It's right now. The moment is now. And who knows what I could accomplish today, this hour? Who knows what incredible good I could do if I'll be on, if I'll have the right attitude? Because the Torah tells us that Hashem, out of His goodness, renews creation every single day. It's a whole brand new creation. Brand new screen, brand new database. Ve'ein yoim doimel chaveroi. And no day is the same as any other day. Ve'ein shor doimel chaverto. And no hour is the same as another hour. So all of those people that say, wow, this whole week was so boring. I had every single day was the same. My schedule's the same thing. Every day I get up in the morning, I go to work, I go, blah, 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 blah. The Torah, Hashem says that you're wrong. That's not true. You're closing your eyes. You're not playing in reality. Reality, the one who created the world and the one who's running the world says, hey, buddy, guess what? It's not the same day. I'm the one who created the day, and I'm telling you that yesterday and today have nothing in common. If you choose to do the same thing today as yesterday, that's your problem. That's your choice. You can choose to make believe that today is the same as yesterday. And you're just going to continue doing nothing. You're going to continue staying asleep. But that's not the reality at all. ba'arichus mize, and as the Arizal explains in his Sforim at length, goydel hashinuyim le'ein mispor hanasim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim v'afilo b'chol shor v'shor, the incredible amount of changes that take place in the world every single day and even every single hour. There are billions, trillions of changes taking place. Every plant, every animal, every leaf, nothing is the same. Everything is moving. Everything is changing by the nanosecond. Ayin shom be'etz chayim b'tchilosoy. Take a look in the Arizal Sefer, Etz Chayim. In the beginning, behechal odom akadmoin, shar aleph, onof hei, mashekosa shom. And now he's going to quote what the Arizal says there. Ve'ein shozu doyim alishozu. This hour, 11 o'clock, is not the same as 10 o'clock. Umi shemistakel be'inyan hiluch hamazolos v'koychovim. And a person who will study how the stars and the planets and the signs of the zodiac, how all of them move. V'shinun matzovan u'mamodon. And the changes that they undergo every second. V'eich berega echod heim boifen achar. How in 1 second, they're completely different. The lineup and the alignment of everything is different than what it was before. V'hanoilad boy yikre mo'irois shoinois mehanoilad brega shekodom zeh. And what results from this alignment is something totally different from the alignment that was a second ago. U'mizeh yistakel v'yovin bo'ilomo yisrael yoinim. And the Arizal says, if that's just in the physical world, that the sun and the moon and the stars and all of those things are in constant motion, they're changing every second, every fraction of a second, they're changing, and the changes that they're going through affect the entire world. If that's in the physical world, the Arizal says, try to imagine in the heavenly worlds, in the Olamo Yisrael Yoinim, which are infinite, the changes that are taking place there every second. V'im tifkach einei sichlecho v'taskil dovra. And if you'll think and understand, ki ein sechel b'leivodom lamoid al kol aprotim. A human being doesn't have the ability to fathom all the infinite number of things in the world and the changes they go through. V'al ze omar dovra melech olav shalom. Gal einai v'abito neflois mitoyrasecha. It's about this that David HaMelech says, until Hashem, open my eyes and let me be zeicha to see wonders from your Torah. Ushlomo HaMelech olav shalom shekosuboy vayechka mikol odom. And Shlomo HaMelech, about whom the Torah testifies that he was the smartest one of all mankind, Omar, he said, Omarti echkemo v'hi rechoyka mimeni. I said, let me be smart, and I see that it's far from me. I see how far I am from achieving real wisdom. V'lech ure'e mashikosu b'sefer ha-tikunim. The Arizal says, go take a look what's written in Tikunei Zoyar, Tikun Chav Beis, Daf Samachei, b'mashikosu, where he writes there, Kom Rabbi Shimon v'omar. Rabbi Shimon stood up and said, Sova, Sova. He was referring to the Sova Kadisha, one of the great, great tzaddikim. And he was speaking about Hashem, and he said, Ulevushin de ihu lovish betzafra, loy lovish baramsha. Ulevusha de lovish biyamado, loy lovish biyamatanyana. The clothes that the Shekhinah wears in the morning, it doesn't wear in the afternoon. And the clothes that it wears on Tuesday, it doesn't wear on Wednesday. Lahavdil, lahavdil. Like you have these very, very wealthy people, a wealthy king and a wealthy queen, and queen, you know, where they can have 1,000 outfits and she can change. She can have one occasion. You have it even today. The president's wife, she has a ball and a dinner in the morning, you know, a thing in the morning, an affair in the morning, an affair in the afternoon, an affair in the evening. And she can have different outfits for each one. The gown that's worn at the evening ball, you know, if she'd wear that in the morning, they'd put her in the nut house. She'd be crazy. Everybody knows you can't wear this in the morning. You know, in the morning you have to wear a suit. And in the evening at this beautiful wedding, there you wear a long gown, a chiffon, you know, etc. Lahavdil, the Tikkuni Zohar says about Hashem, that by Hashem, what Hashem wears in the morning doesn't wear, you know, kavyachol, meaning it's always new, or never the same, constantly changing. And this should give you the ability to understand how the status of the worlds changes from moment to moment. Shehem halavushin shel ha'ein soif baruch hu. The worlds are the garment of Hashem's infinite light. And how lekama shinuyim b'chol eis forega, how they go through unbelievable changes every single moment, every second. Ad kan l'shoin ho'etz chayim. This is the quotation from the writings of the Arizal. V'chol elu hashinuyim lein keitz shel kol ha'ilamois, hakoil b'shvil lekarev u'lahamshich es kol b'nei ho'ilam b'chol eis el v'isborach. All of these changes that are taking place in the sun and the stars and the galaxies and in the heavenly worlds, what's the purpose of all of it? It's all for one purpose only, that people on this earth should come close to Hashem. That's what it's. That's the focus of all of it. Sheze ikar hatachlis. This is the essence of creation. This is the goal and the purpose of creation. Ubishvil ze hetzil ubora veyotzar veoso hu yisborach kol olamos meroish vatzoif. This is the purpose for which Hashem created all the worlds. Atzilus bria yitzira asiya, from beginning to end. Hakol bishvil ha'odom hashofol hazeh. All for the sake of man, this lowly human being, that human beings should come to recognize Hashem in this lowest one of the worlds, in this world that we're
in.
And it's for this reason, it's because of man, that Hashem changes the worlds every second. Everything is changing.
Ki Hashem Yisborach mezgalgel im ho'ilam b'chol dor v'dor, u'beprotis im kol odam v'odam, b'chol yoim v'chol eis v'chol shor.
Because Hashem runs the world through from generation to generation, and dealing with each, from person to person, every single day, every single moment.
U'meshane hanhogas kol hoilomois meirosh atzoif b'chol eis v'rega.
And Hashem changes how the worlds operate from beginning to end, from second to second. It's going through billions and trillions of changes.
Hakoil bishvil lirmoiz l'chol echod v'echod remozim kefima shehu shi'iskar ve'el v'isporach mimokim shushon be'esohu.
All of it is to send messages to human beings, to every single person, wherever he is and whenever he is, to come close to Hashem, to realize that new beginning, new scenario, new situation, new players, everything is new. New opportunity to come close to Hashem from where you're at right now.
As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 54 in the first half of Likut Imran,
take a look at what Rabbeinu Zal writes there, where he writes,
Shashem Yisborach metzamtzei matzmoi me'ein soif ad ein tachlis.
Hashem brings himself down from infinity all the way down to reach down to us.
Umarames l'chol echod v'echod remozim,
and he sends each and every single person hints, messages.
Kefi ha'odom, each person according to what level that person is on.
Ukefi hayoim, and based on whatever day it is. The messages that Hashem sends on Sunday are not the same as what he sends on Monday. The messages that he sends at night are not the same as the messages he sends by day.
Ukefi hamokoim,
and each person depending on where they're at. One person's in Eretz Yisrael, one person's in Yerushalayim, another person's in Gaza, another person's in Iran, another person's in Beverly Hills. Each one with
ukefi amokon kedei sheyiskarev lavoidosoi.
And the purpose of all of this is for each and every one of us to find a way to come close to Hashem, to bring us close to Hashem.
Nimtza, we conclude therefore,
she'ein raya klal miyoyim lechaveiro mishol lechaverta, that you can't bring any proof from yesterday, that just because yesterday was like this, today is going to be the same thing.
Umishol lechaverta,
you can't bring proof from 1 hour to the next hour, that just because I got up this morning in a bad mood, that's going to excuse that I can be in a bad mood an hour later, or in the afternoon, or the whole day. The whole day was shot. I got up in a lousy mood and that was it.
Kind of stupid, idiotic, ridiculous thing is that to say?
Ki ha'olamos v'ha'galgalim mishtanim b'choleis. Because the worlds and all of these heavenly spheres change every single moment. And therefore it could be that even though till now it was X, this moment I have the ability to give Hashem satisfaction, to give Hashem pleasure, basher husham, where I'm at right now. Just because I woke up bad, I didn't go to shul the way I was supposed to, doesn't mean that right now, at this time, 11:16, I can't do something fabulous that Hashem will say, wow, wow. Ki kol ha-hishtanus ho-ilamos ha-koil b'shvil kol odom. Because all of this activity that goes on in the worlds above, with the angels, is all for you. It's all for us. Ki chayev kol odom loimar b'shvili nivroilam. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, every single Jew is supposed to say, the whole world was created for me. V'alkein, tzorech kol odom lahamin, and therefore each and every person has to believe, shebechol eis v'sho v'rega kol yimei chayev, that every moment, every time, every second throughout his life, yesh b'koyach ha'odom lahascha me'ata, the person has the ability to start fresh from now. Val yistakel klal al yoyim shelefonov ulachrov, and not to ignore completely yesterday and tomorrow. Rak yechazik atzmoy ato l'skar v'lashem yizborach ma'ash yuchal, but rather just to strengthen himself right now, to come close to Hashem with whatever I can do right now. If it's learning, if it's davening, oy eze mitzvah, if it's helping another Jew, whatever it is. Ve'im eino yochel ases dover bois hashoah, and even if he can't do anything at a particular moment, he's stuck. He mamash can't do anything. Still, it's not the end. Yishtoikeg ve'yichsoif l'Hashem yisborach. What he can do is, he can yearn for Hashem. He can arouse feelings of desire. I wish I could do. I wish I could give tzedakah. I wish I could study Torah. I wish I could help my son in school. I wish I could do. Ki rotzoin v'kisufin digdusha yokor min hakol. Because desire and yearnings of kedusha is more precious than everything. That's better than all the doing a person could possibly do. Kemavur b'dvorav hakdoshim kam upon him, as is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's holy words in many places.